This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On What's On Your Mind, this hour, Safety Talk. Looking forward to that. Coming up, beginning of the next segment with Chuck Claremont. Brian Klipfel will be talking safety today. Chuck's the Executive Director of the North Dakota Safety Council. Once a month, he joins us for Safety Talk. And Brian Klipfel of the Workforce Safety and Insurance Group, he's the director there, will join Chuck today talking safety. So that is coming up. We're brought to you in part this hour by our friends at the University of Mary. Get a master's degree that makes a difference in your life and your career. Explore your graduate degree options, including 100% online master's degrees, or there's options for evening class. University of Mary, the one that focuses on educating you for life, not merely career skills for professional advancement. There is a difference when getting an education. Is about you and not simply the degree itself. To learn more about your master's degree choices, business, education, health professions, classes start next month, friends. The application deadline coming up very soon. Visit umary.edu/master's degrees for more information or to apply today. I had a bagel during the break. Todd, how about you?
Manny?
You guys sneak a snack? Coffee, huh?
Just coffee.
Just coffee. Coffee will do it. Never drank a cup of the stuff in my life. Hard to believe I could be in the radio business and not drink coffee.
I know. How does that work?
I don't know. Manny, you? Everything okay?
Yeah, probably coffee.
You know, coffee?
Yeah.
You guys sound like you're both about ready to fall asleep there.
That's why we're drinking coffee.
I guess. Okay. Well, drink some more of it.
It's Monday.
Monday, Scott.
Todd, the radio god, and Manny answers the phones when you call on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. So give that a call, okay? Get to Gary in Alexandria, Minnesota here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. Gary, what's on your mind?
Hey, this is kind of to the people that were calling in complaining. There's only one way to fix this. They won't fix it themselves, so we got to do it. Just make everybody one term. Representatives, senators, presidents, just keep doing one term no matter what they do for us. Just give them all one term until they see that they need to either change or don't even go into politics.
Term limits is the answer, and the term is one.
Yeah, and now for right now, one, until they start doing what they're going into. They're supposed to represent us. They don't do it, so we need to make them all one term until they start doing their job.
I'd love to know if we go back to how the founding fathers envisioned this, where, you know, a blacksmith would go in, right? A banker would go in, and then they'd come back out. I'd love to know the average length of term, you know, for like the first 100 years of Congress.
There should never be anybody that retires from politics or dies in office because they're old age. Never.
Interesting point, Gary.
And the rule for the Supreme Court should be that, too. They need to change that. There shouldn't be a lifetime judge. But the people need to start speaking out, because I bet you $5 Trump would never stay in there for a career. He's not going to make it a career. He wants to change it and get back out.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I wonder if anybody has asked him that question.
Yeah, you know? I'd love to ask him that question. I wish I had the platform to go around the country and tell the people, stop voting for these stupid lawyers that lie to you and become politicians. Just because they're a lawyer don't mean they're smart.
By the way, Ted Cruz appearing last week on this program has renewed the interest of other presidential candidates, with the exception of Lindsey Graham. He's bailed him out of the race.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, to appear on the program. So we're working on scheduling more of those interviews. And you guys and gals You listeners did a fabulous job of asking some really good questions. We didn't get to all of them. I see somebody just texted today, say, did Senator Cruz answer the question last week in your interview about how he would get Obamacare repealed? We didn't ask it, didn't get to it, so we don't get to all of them, but we try very hard. Gary, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. A couple other texts here. I-94 Tower City to Jamestown, freezing frog and icy. Yeah, be careful. Another one, I'll admit to sitting here foaming at the mouth over the budget bill if Scott admits to being a glasses half full of GOP establishment Kool-Aid kind of guy. I don't think I said anything of the sort, did I? I guess I'm sharing the information with our listeners from Steve Moore, who we're going to chat with tomorrow on the program, who said, if I was from an oil state, I'd vote for this too. So, but I'm as frustrated as anybody. I don't know that the fixes are as easy as those of us from the cheap seats want them to be. You know, it's always easier from the outside saying, just do it that way. But if, you know, my cheap seat, just do it that way moment is vote on all 13 appropriation bills individually. Don't do a ginormous catch-all, which is what this omnibus spending bill is. It puts all the 13 pots, you know, all the different 13 committees all into one. And this is what happens. But that would risk a shutdown. And a lot of people in this audience don't like a shutdown because people like Barack Obama and the institutional loving government types can exert pain. Oh, we won't pay vets. Republicans' fault. Oh, we'll shut down the memorials. Republicans' fault. Ah, we won't issue some Social Security checks. Republicans' fault. You know, so we need to fix that whole thing because we've removed that threat now, and they know it, and so they load all this stuff up. And I don't like it any more than you do. Terry in Watford City, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Hey, Terry.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a couple comments and then have a couple questions, and then I'll get off and wait for an answer. My one comment is on the export of oil lifting the ban. I don't really see how that's going to actually help the price of oil or the companies here in North Dakota or in the United States.
Well, I don't think it's intended to help the price. In fact, if anything, it'll keep the overall price down because that's one of the arguments that the analysts have made on that. That actually would be a good thing. But what it will do is allow product, which we have a lot of now, to go to other markets, right?
I understand, and that's
a good thing.
And I think that's good for the oil-producing states such as North Dakota, because then we generate some tax revenue instead of just storing the oil, you know, in the ground. My next question, and I have two of them, and then I'll wait for an answer. First of all, I've been to Fort McMurray, and I've seen the tar sands. And I'm 100% for pipeline. I think it's one of the safest way to transport a product. But if those tar sands are such a great deal, and I'm just asking because I don't know, if they're such a great deal, then why doesn't Canada put up a refinery? Or why doesn't the U.S. put one up in North Dakota or Montana and still go ahead with the pipeline? But then you're shipping a refined product that you can go anywhere with instead of building a pipeline where you can only take, and obviously there was going to be some Bakken crude go through it also. But why not put a refinery in? Everybody says, well, it takes so much money. Well, to me, it doesn't make much sense to ship our oil across the pond where they can refine it and ship their oil over here. That I don't know.
Yeah, and I will tell you this. What I'm going to do, Terry, if you would be so kind as to listen tomorrow, Ron Ness is going to join us on the program, and I'll give him those questions specifically. The light crude is a big deal. I mean, our crude is in demand, and unfortunately we can't export it. So that's why this export ban helps North Dakota crude more than most, because we can get that light crude to where there are refineries other places. It's a good thing for North Dakota oil. There's no doubt about that. But Ron is going to join us tomorrow at 9:30. So listen, I'll have him answer the rest of your questions regarding the tar sands and the refineries. They're tough to build in the U.S. I don't know about Canada, but he's better equipped to answer it than I am.
One other quick question, and then I'll get off. If you would ask him also, you know, instead of, and this is just information that I've gotten off the internet, but we use about 19 to 20 million barrels a day. We produce like 9 million barrels. Why don't we stop some of the imports and use more of our oil right here in the United States instead of bringing all this in? We could keep the rigs going, the economy going. So, you know, if you'd ask that, I'd appreciate that too. Thank you.
We'll do it. You know, I know when you start playing those games, then people retaliate, and you end up with a bit of an arms race. But all good questions, Gary, and we will ask those around us tomorrow. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Safety Talk is up next, folks. Chuck Claremont, Brian Klipfel, don't miss this. We're going to preview the 43rd Annual Safety and Health Conference, which is coming up, gosh, a little better than a month away already, when we continue. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Just in time for Christmas comes one of the greatest gift-giving ideas ever. Go to holy-post.com, choose a mobile mascot, and send it to a loved one. There's a variety of occasions to choose from. Have masses offered for healing, in remembrance of a friend or loved one, celebrating the life of a new family member, gratitude, and other special occasions. A mobile mascot will be sent by email, and there's an option to have it posted on Facebook, too. What a great way to say Merry Christmas. Go to holy-post.com or download the app today.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA, home of the Hot Stuff Pizza, 4 for $4 special, and giving away $10,000 again. Two $500 gift cards will be given away weekly. PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their Hot Stuff Pizza, 4 for $4 special.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Business owners, listen up. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers in North Dakota. Art, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner out there that want to know that Sunbelt is the right firm to represent their company in a sales situation. Tell us how you're different.
Sunbelt in North Dakota operates primarily in the small to middle market. Most of our sales close at $5 million or less, but we have worked on deals up to $20 million. Our average sales size runs at about $650,000.
In addition to the size and the sales price, an important factor is finding qualified buyers. How do you do that?
Sunbelt of North Dakota has worked over the years creating a buyer's network so we can match prospective buyers with the right business. We also screen those buyers to make sure that the financial capacity and their business acumen line up with the seller.
Simple as a phone call, folks, to Art Rosenberg and his team at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It, you know. You've heard me talk about that before, right? Heat Alls. Of course, the spot you can go into, whether you're any of their stores around North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, find exactly what you're looking for. And Tracy Oxted down at the Yankton Heat Alls location is someone that's a good example of how they work at Heat Alls, right? Started out as a bookkeeper for 12 years. And then some folks left at the counter, so she sort of watched, observed, and pretty soon she's taken over that and just continuing to grow. A lot of folks within the Hedolls family have started in one position and morphed into another, and other family members have come in. They really are family. They are. And they treat their customers like family, too. So walk in there and find out exactly what I'm doing. Tracy was telling me a story about a gentleman who came into the store one day and said, you know, I go to other stores, they try to find something for me, and they give up on it. You don't ever give up. Just because you can't find it the first time, you know, as long as I'm willing to be patient, you find it. And there's more than one way to find a part for somebody. That is a great example of how they do it and do it really well. Somebody came in the other day looking for a 53 Buick Special, a master cylinder brake part. And guess what? They found it. So, part that probably been there for, you know, maybe 15, 20 years. Pretty amazing. Tracy didn't want to tell me about her first vehicle. 88 Plymouth Horizon. Stick shift, the whole thing. Not pretty. But anyway, we always ask. Tracy Ogstead, part of the team at Hedolls. They have it. Not only the parts, but also great people, too. All right, folks, it's time for Safety Talk, brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council. Each and every month, we get a chance to sit down and really zero in on safety. And there's a great event coming up that we want you to mark on your calendar today, the North Dakota Safety Council's 43rd Annual Safety and Health Conference. They partner up on that with Workforce Safety and Insurance, and WSI, also a sponsor of our Safety Talk segments. And so we thought we'd bring the head of the two organizations in today to talk a little bit about this. Chuck Claremont's back, Executive Director of the North Dakota Safety Council. Hello, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
And Brian Klipfel's with you today, who, of course, is the Director of Workforce Safety and Insurance, also known as WSI. Hi, Brian.
Good morning, Scott.
Appreciate you both being here. So folks that don't know, we started when we did this last month saying, okay, here's a safety council different from what WSI. So good opportunity for you to tell us what WSI does. What does your organization do, Brian?
Well, Scott, just briefly, Workforce Safety Insurance is an employer-funded organization, and we're the sole provider and administrator of workers' compensation system in North Dakota. So being the sole provider, there's no private carriers. We provide all workers' comp for all employers in the state. We have a vision of a safe, secure, and healthy North Dakota workforce. And obviously our main purpose, and that's why we work with Chuck and the Safety Council, is that we care for injured workers, and the best way to care for them is probably not to have the injury in the first place. But when they are injured, we do take care of the employees and hopefully get them back to their work again so that they can lead productive lives.
And Chuck, I hear a lot of people saying that, you know, the Safety Council and WSI are one and the same. So obviously you have something to say about that. What's the difference?
Well, you know, we're flattered by people thinking we're, you know, one and the same with workforce safety. But ultimately we're the same on many levels, but yet we are true distinct organizations and separate in terms of how we're laid out. As Brian mentioned, they're an employer-funded organization, and they provide workers' comp in North Dakota. But the North Dakota Safety Council, we're a private nonprofit, and we're funded through a number of different ways. Some of the main ones are membership, which we have over 1,100 members. We also are funded through some donations and grants. But our main funding, probably 25% of, or maybe even 30% of our funding, comes from safety training. And we do safety training throughout North Dakota for workers, drivers, families, and community members, and you know, pretty much anybody in the injured worker, the preventative measures. That's what North Dakota Safety Council is about, private nonprofit.
And Brian, as an insurance provider, WSI is Workforce Safety and Insurance, right? I mean, that's what we as businesses are able to purchase to make sure that if something happens to one of our workers, they're protected. How do you also support and encourage businesses on their safety program?
Well, if you take a look at our title, Workforce Safety and Insurance, you see that safety is the first thing in our definition. And when you look at safety and insurance company, you want to try to make sure that your employees are safe. I mean, as an insurance company, we want to have no injuries. That way we save money for our employers. So that's why safety is so important. And we're committed to helping employees and employers recognize and correct safety hazards. We have a safety consultation, we have safety education and safety training, and we also provide our safety incentives and grant programs.
Safety incentives. What would give me an example of something like that?
Well, we have two main safety programs, and with those safety programs, discount programs, you can get up to a 25% discount on your safety premiums. So employer, if you participate in our safety management program, you can get up to a 10% discount on your premiums. If you participate in our safety action menu, you can get up to a 15%. You participate in both of them, and you can get up to 25% deduction in, or reduction in your in premiums. Last year, we gave about $25 million back to those employers who were participating in the program. We also have 14 safety consultants that will work with the employers out there to make sure that that the programs they have participate in them, that they make sure that they're doing the right thing and do some consultation to help them out.
Great idea. Do you get good participation with that? Folks take advantage of that deal?
Yes, we do. And, you know, I think especially if you look at some of our larger employers, I think some of our areas where we could probably get a little bit more participation would be some of the smaller employers. And so that is, you know, one thing that hopefully we can get more of those organizations involved. And the, you know, the other thing is I think, you know, with those programs, we have to make sure that the employers actively participate. We provide, along with the safety council, we provide a lot of safety services, but the employers themselves have to actively participate in the program to be successful.
So you'd have the discounts up to 25% that you mentioned if you participate in those programs, and in addition to that, you also have a grant program for employers, right?
That's right. We have a grant program of, I guess, a couple of them. One is our Ergo grant that we work with the employers to make sure that they have the right equipment to make sure that their prices are safer. And then also we work with other organizations and associations as well. And the main one, one of the main ones we work with is the North Dakota Safety Council.
And Chuck, that helps as part of this event coming up early in February, right?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, it helps so much. Surely in the price of it, the affordability is, you know, because of that grant program, we're able to make our annual safety and health conference, as you mentioned, the 43rd annual, affordable for employers all across the state. I mean, you save, I think the scholarship program that we have as a result of this STEP program is up to $240 per person that we're giving in terms of discounts. Or they're not really discounts in this case. They're actually, we call them scholarships. So, and there's a huge, I mean, the people that utilize them, it's big.
And folks, if you don't yet have it on your calendar, I mentioned it a couple of times today, but the event is February 1st through the 4th, 43rd Annual Safety and Health Conference. I was there last year. It's just great. I mean, it really is good. I love this stuff because, again, this is saving lives. This is protecting lives. This is raising awareness. It's making us all a little bit better, you know, and those are the kind of conferences you love. So mark it on your calendar. We'll talk more about the training that is done at that event, so you can get that on your radar as well when we come back with our guest on Safety Talk today from the North Dakota Safety Council.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
Our mission is we're here to save lives and prevent injuries and deaths at work. It's on the roads, and it's also in our homes and communities. So it's not just about workplace. It's about things you're doing at home. Hundreds of people in North Dakota, they're dying from these preventable incidents. I know last year alone, the traffic fatalities was 135 in North Dakota. You know, the workplace deaths was 38. These statistics, they may talk about what incidents are happening, but, you know, behind every statistic, it's a person. And that's where it's all about. Every single one of those deaths is a person, and it's a family that's been affected. And, you know, it's people who are neighbors. They're people we know. There's, you know, that we work with every day. And that's part of our mission, is getting people to realize that safety is about getting you home to your family safely every single day and night.
For more safety tips, training, and information, visit ndsc.org.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
We're talking safety today on the program. It's our Safety Talk edition. Once a month we do this because it's important. North Dakota Safety Council, WSI, help us do that on the program, and we appreciate it very much. We could talk football, actually, because we have a couple of stellar University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux football players here that took to the gridiron in the past. And I knew Chuck, but I'd forgotten Brian did. But how do I forget a Hall of Famer, for crying out loud?
He really played.
I just wasn't around when Jerry Olson was coaching the Fighting Sioux, so it's prior to my time. But I was when Pat Burns and Roger Thomas were. So, Chuck, we remember. We remember.
Time, Cliff. How old are you then?
Scott's
51. What was this, back in the 1940s or when were you?
Well, we didn't have leather helmets then, so that's one sign. Is not that long ago.
Chuck Claremont is the executive director of the North Dakota Safety Council, and Brian Klipfel is the director of the Workforce Safety and Insurance organization with us today, talking safety on the program. So. We were talking before the break that the WSI grant program allows things like North Dakota Safety Council to put on and make affordable this event, to the annual Safety and Health Conference, February 1st through the 4th. So what happens at the event? What kind of training? And is it just for businesses that have a safety program already in place, Chuck? Let's talk about who should be there.
Yeah, absolutely not. I mean, the conference, it provides training for all sizes of businesses, whether you're a large corporation with, say, a complete staff that's dedicated to safety programming, or you're just a small mom-and-pop shop with, say, just 15 members. Ultimately, we take our course list, and we dedicate it across from small to large. And this year, we have 94 courses ranging from things like just basic technical sessions, and we go all the way to the advanced-level safety management leadership topics. And, you know, when we talk about these topics, we're not just talking about topics for safety professionals, and that's the one thing that sometimes people... back in the day, I think that it was a lot more just safety professionals. And what we've done is we've really kind of expanded that. We've included other people. Like if you're a supervisor and want to help grow into company leaders, there's leadership training we have for both safety and non-safety professionals. You know, one of the things we do as well is we stress how affordable this event is. And you know, we talked about the Workforce Safety Insurance Scholarship, of which it's $240. And, you know, ultimately, you can take this three-day event, plus one day for the pre-conference, but three of the main days, the Tuesday through Thursday, we're talking about, you know, $325 what your fee can be. So it's extremely affordable, and you know, the food alone is $75+. So now you factor that in, and you're talking about the most affordable safety training you're going to get anywhere, not just in this state, from most other states. But what we want people to understand is affordable doesn't mean cheap or low quality. So with the support of Workforce Safety, as we talked about through these scholarships, we're able to provide first-class training from some of the nation's most sought-after leaders throughout the industry.
Our guests last month from BNI Cole are going to be there presenting. And, you know, one example of a story really important for people to hear. And, you know, I think the incentive thing you talked about earlier, Brian, where you've got, hey, if you have these programs, save 25% on your premium. I mean, you can't beat a deal like that. This would be a great place to go and, you know, craft a program, put something together, decide how exactly you want to do it. And this is a grant that allows that affordability that Chuck was talking about. Do you see that converting into people who do safety differently?
Well, there's no doubt that safety does make a difference in the programs that the Northwest Safety Council have and others, you know, and the emphasis that a lot of the employers are putting on safety has made a difference. Now, if you look at, you know, a number of our filed claims over the last number of years, they have come down. And more importantly, you can probably say, well, that's because maybe there's not quite as many employees out there. But more importantly, if you look at the claims per 100 workers and the time loss claims per 100 workers have also gone down. So those are important things. So we are trying to make the workplace a lot safer. And it is proven that safety training, you know, training works, especially the hands-on training. And by us collaborating with the Safety Council, you know, it's provided a good training opportunity for a lot of businesses that probably wouldn't have access to that training. And we know this is a good program. We've been supporting the North Dakota Safety Council since 2007. So we know this is working and it's a very important training program.
I hear a lot about hands-on training being especially effective. You know, Chuck, first of all, is that true? And if so, what makes it more effective? What hands-on training, why is that more effective?
Yeah, I mean, hands-on training is for people to understand is in the basic form in terms of safety side, you just look at first aid CPR training. So many times you think of training in the classroom and you're watching videos and whatever else, but the hands-on portion, think about, say, the CPR first aid where you're actually doing the compressions, chest compressions, and you have to practice that, and you know you do those through the safety dummies that we have, and so that's the hands-on in the simplest form, I guess, of hands-on. But ultimately, when we talk about this hands-on training and other interactive training techniques, they play a very critical role when conveying safety knowledge and demonstrating that you know safe work behaviors. There's studies that actually have shown that incidents can be prevented if workers receive hands-on training. And if you take a look at our conferences, since this is kind of what we're focusing around, that we're able to provide access to numerous hands-on training sessions that address some of the top causes of workplace injuries. Some examples of those workplace injuries would be fall protection and scaffolding protection, proper crane inspections, as well as confined space rescue. This conference, this 43rd Annual Safety and Health Conference, it provides all that type of hands-on training opportunities that are hard to find anywhere else in the state.
Now, Brian, Chuck there is talking about, you know, some of the top workplace injuries that are addressed in the training at this event. So does the event have training that takes a look at, to connect this to North Dakota for me, some injury claims that you see at WSI?
Well, looking at the FOG claims we have, our probably our number one claim filed are types of strains. But if you look at, you know, the strains, the lacerations.
So a strain would be what?
Oh, just like you're lifting something and you hurt your back or you hurt your shoulder or something. So, you know, overexertion. Then a laceration, a cut. Contusions where there's a blow to a part of the body. And then sprains where you know, like sprain an ankle or whatever. If you look at those four types of injuries, that's about 64% of our claims that are filed. In addition to that, there's, you know, it's suggested to us that we take a look at another area. And another area that we're looking at is for the Farmer Rancher Ag, it's called our Ag Initiative. And as of now, farmers and ranchers do not have to have workers' comp coverage. It's optional. But we're trying to encourage them to participate in our workers' comp so that they can participate in our safety program because you have to have a claim, you have to have a premium with North Dakota, a pay premium to be involved in our safety programs. And then the last thing and that we're kind of working real hard on is workplace health. And if you look at, you know, we want to make sure the workplace is safe, but we also want to make sure it's healthy. So hopefully employers can do things to make sure that, you know, smoking cessation and different, making sure that the workplace, that employers are healthier.
Interesting. Other industries, Chuck touched on ag as one example, but Chuck, what other industries do you have training for at the event?
Yeah, we cover all industries. I mean, we're not specific to just ag. Although I want to say we do have some from conversations with the Workforce Safety and Insurance and others. We've added some ag courses this year. And like we mentioned, confined space rescue, confined space hazards in grain industry, you know, the grain handling and storage safety. Those are some things that we've actually added that we haven't in the past. And I think what the great thing about this safety and health conference is we ask a lot of people, and we have people from Workforce Safety and Insurance, including their 14 consultants, who then go out and ask their contingents in their areas what they want to be trained on. So we take statistics as well as suggestions from people out in the industry. And, you know, we're talking industries. It's all industries. It's construction. It's manufacturing. It's mining. It's oil and gas, transportation, utilities. Those are all the main industries in North Dakota. And with our 94 sessions, we really have solutions for nearly every one of those industries. You know, you talk about our audience, too. You know, as we mentioned, 1,000-plus people gathering under one roof at the event center, at the Bismarck Civic Center. And it's for one common goal. You know, it's ultimately, we want people, you know, to be able to get home to their families. And we heard last week with John Renault how important one, you know, it can take one little thing, and one small step that can end up being disastrous for somebody in the safety and health world. And that's one thing with this conference. We try to get these people to come to this event and understand that, you know, what they can do to make a difference in the industry. And, you know, I think the great thing, Scott, and you saw it last year, is that you get these people together and you just feel the passion for these people walking into it that are so passionate for safety and they want to take care of their coworkers, their family members, and things like that. So when you get these people under one roof, there's a lot of collaboration, as Brian mentioned earlier, going on to talk about what can these people do differently or to help their companies and help their employees be safer. So, you know, when you look at people attending the conference, I think sometimes we hear conferences, oh, I'm going to go to a conference, gives me a day out of work. But it's not just a day out of work. It's an opportunity for people really and truly to come out and get inspired and get motivated for safety. And that's the one goal, is we want you to come to our conference. And 94 sessions, yes, there's all of that. But ultimately what happens when these people come to the conference, they get this renewed energy to not only work safer, but to live safer for, you know, for 24/7. And that's the part that's so great is, as I mentioned, you know, the people that are at the conference, they know that one unsafe decision, and again, getting back to John Renault's, if people were listening last week, one unsafe decision, whether you're at work or at home, can really mean the difference between life and death. And this event, the 43rd Annual Safety and Health Conference, it really and truly gives people the tools to increase their personal safety and their knowledge to empower others to live safely 24/7.
It really does. Now, I hope everybody in our audience has said, okay, I got to be there. You had me at hello, guys. Tell folks where they can get signed up.
Well, you go to our website, www.ndsc.org. There's all kinds of information about workforce safety, there's links to workforce safety. There's also about member discounts. There's talks about the WSI scholarship. They can go online to register, or they can call our office. I mean, ultimately, they can call our office at 701-223-6372. We got fantastic people there that'll help you. They can refer to our website if you happen to forget it. And then, you know, the discounts, I know we have the early bird discount that ends January 8th. So you'll want to get out there. If you got other people you want to get signed up, truthfully, give them a call, because this is a once-a-year opportunity for people to come out here. If you don't do any other safety things the entire year in terms of training, get to this conference, because you are going to feel the power of the passion of these safety people. And I guarantee you, you'll walk away with a renewed energy to make yourself safer.
NDSC.org. And again, if you register online by January 8th, you save the additional $50 on the event, which is February 1st through the 4th in Bismarck Event Center. 43rd Annual Safety and Health Conference from the North Dakota Safety Council. Chuck Claremont, the Executive Director, and Brian Klipfel, WSI Director. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it very much.
Awesome. Thanks for having us on again. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them.
We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And PetroServe USA is your Bison tailgating playoff headquarters. Come on in and stock up on all the goodies, including $10 fill on propane tanks to keep you nice and warm and cook up all the goodies. Also register to win that loaded Bison tailgating trailer and, of course, two $500 gift cards from PetroServe USA given away every week. December specials include the Deli Express sandwiches, the Double Charbroil Deluxe, $2.19, Pizza Corner Pizza, two for $11, Kellogg's Cookies, 79 cents, Barrel of Fun, 8 and 10-ounce chips, two for $4, Wiley Wallaby, 10-ounce packs of licorice, Nuthead Chocolate Pretzel Fins, Chocolate Chips, Chocolate Strawberry Bites, and Caramel Apple Bites, all two for $5. Hey, great deal. And World's Kitchen Jerky, just $9.99. Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. And tell them Scott sent you.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Counting down to Christmas, and we'll be here, by the way, through Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, some special programming. But we'll be here right through Christmas Eve. So four shows this week as we count down to Christmas. On What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by Polar Service Center. They have a new location in Williston now. They're by Love's, Ramada, Peterbilt out there. Of course, they've been in Kildare for a lot of years, over in Billings as well. And Polar Service Center is North America's largest tank trailer manufacturer. They have Polar Service Centers all throughout the U.S., two in North Dakota, and they can get you any part you need. They can also service the truck bumper to bumper. The truck, the trailer, bumper to bumper. They specialize in tank trailers. You need a part, they've got a part, they'll deliver it to you anywhere you need it. All throughout the Bakken, Minot, Bismarck, they deliver as well. So stop and see them at their new location in Williston and Kildare. Give them a call for the parts you need and tell them Scott sent you to Polar Service Center now in Williston, North Dakota as well. Before we let our guests from the North Dakota Safety Council and Workforce Safety and Insurance get out here, just a couple more questions. as we count down to the event. I was at the conference last year, and we interviewed somebody about a program with defibrillators. The idea was to get defibrillators in more workplaces and just more public places, everywhere. And, I learned a defibrillator. I just said, how often, what are the chances if someone is having a heart attack that they survive with a defibrillator, without, and it was blown away by it. Well, it turns out there was a program to get them into more businesses. Somebody was listening to the show and added them into their business now. And that really had an impact on me to say, gosh, almighty, there's one radio show, maybe save somebody's life. So that's why we really take this seriously and enjoy talking about it. And Brian, Chuck, just a couple more quick questions before we let you go. Brian, in your case, WSI from time to time is in the news, much less so under your leadership. It's been obviously a time of really everybody agreeing that WSI is well led and doing well. But give us a little overview. Give us some of the numbers. How are things going?
Well, as we all know, the state's economy has really been booming over the last 4 or 5 years. And so that's a positive for the premium dollars that we're able to collect and so forth. But it's kind of a not as good because the number of claims are also going up because we're having a lot more, employees working in the state. We have a lot more filed claims. So we hit a peak of filed claims of 26,400, and normally we're about 20,000 filed claims a year. So that has gone up a little bit. And so that's been, one thing that we're monitoring. I see those numbers are starting to come down a little bit now. We had about 12% reduction in those claims for this last fiscal year. And the other thing is, we pay out about almost $200 million in benefits as far as time loss and medical. And so, that number has gone up considerably. And the other thing that's important is that when you look at the claims that we do have, we do accept about 92%. So, I know there's some that we don't accept and there's some issues that, I know that some of injured workers, are not happy about, but, overall, we do accept the majority of our claims. So I think we do a very good job in handling the claims and making sure we do the best thing. The other thing is, like I mentioned, that our premiums have really gone up the last number of years. They've almost doubled in the last 5 years, from about 170 to where now we're about 360 million in earned premium. And we probably expect to see those numbers go back a little bit with the slowdown and some parts of the economy. But again, I think that's still a good sign that that the state's doing very well as far as the economy.
Chuck, how about folks that implement programs? He's talking about the claims that are there, the dollars there, the cost and all that. How have you seen success in people that have programs that have less of those injuries?
Yeah, I think a great example, Scott, is a group called the Energy Coalition for Contractor Safety. It's been around since probably, September of 96 is when groups got together. And it's some pretty heavy groups when you talk about businesses in North Dakota. You're talking about Tesoro and Basin Electric, Great River Energy, Dakota Gas, MDU, Minn Kota Power, as well as Otter Tail Power. So, you're talking about some of the biggest utility groups in North Dakota. They got together in 1996 and said, you know what? We recognize that there's some issues happening with incident rates in our locations, in our industry specifically, but also at our locations. And so they put together some plans, and they said, you know what? We're going to start requiring safety plans and certain safety training like OSHA 10 hours, as well as, refresher training and drug testing and things like that. And so this group got together back in 96 and really started implementing it in 97 with all their contractors. And as a result, they track the incident rates from their contractors. And what's happened over the last, 20 years almost, is while the hours have gone up, so there's been more people and more contractors coming to those places to do in turnarounds and maintenance groups and things like that, their incident rates have gone down significantly. So I think that's a perfect example of groups that have made the commitment to safety that have shown that it's made a difference, where even though more people are working, and Brian mentioned statistics where the number of hours and employees in North Dakota have gone way up and, up until maybe most recently, but the incident rates have gone down, and those incident rates are basically number of injuries per you know, 100,000 workers. There's some statistics that have come out to that. So I think it's just a perfect example of saying, you make safety a priority, you can save lives, you can prevent injury, things can be better at your workforce.
There's a payoff. All right, great safety talk. Great safety talk, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Mark it on your calendars, folks. February 1st through the 4th. Get all signed up at ndsc.org. And if you do so before January 8th, save another $50. We're out of time. God bless you all. See you tomorrow. Catholics the world over know the power of the Holy Mass. And now, just in time for Christmas, the website holy-post.com allows you an easy way to give your loved ones a Mass intention in their name. Mass is for healing, remembrance for a friend or loved one, celebrating the life of a family member, gratitude, or any special occasion. There are many mobile Mass cards to choose from. It's affordable and supports the church, too. Send a treasured Christmas gift this year with the help of holy-post.com or download the app today.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.